This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us. And what's been the biggest takeaway from the win last Thursday night against Dallas?
Biggest takeaway. Well, we played better. That's the biggest thing. We just played better in all three phases. And really, we played complementary football. And at critical moments, we made critical plays. A number of our guys really stepped up, played big ball, and that was a total team effort. We earned that win. That was the most important thing.
If that's the biggest takeaway, you played better. How do you develop consistency with only four games left?
Yeah, I think we just, there again, like we do every week, man. You talk about the things that could creep up and get us. I mean, we still had a number of mistakes. Pre-snap penalties, things of that nature. We had a couple of things were not lined up properly, in tempo. Illegal formation, who's on, who's off, stuff that should not be an issue. And so we go after those. That's where you start. The stuff that you have complete control over, your own focus, your own discipline, and you start there. And then we go back to what really helped us win that game. That was the takeaways. We actively went after that football, and not that we don't every week, but we went after and we got some out, and I do think those things are, it is contagious. One leads to the next, to the next, to the next, and pretty soon everybody's starting to get some punch out. So those were big. We turned them into points.
If you could put your finger on it, why has it been so tough to string back-to-back victories together? Because, we ride the roller coaster, the yo-yos, a big win and then a loss and a win and a loss. Why has it been a challenge maybe to get that consistency so far?
Well, I just think it's there again. It you'd love to be able to just put your finger right on it. I don't think it's always that easy. I know this. I just go back to the, we're not playing clean enough football, and some of it there again. We're making these mistakes that we have not traditionally made. That really comes down to your, like I said, your own discipline. So we clean those up. We keep attacking them. We get some guys to really grow up for us and grow up fast, and then we'll be good.
The benefits and the risks of having the 10 days, Thursday and then not playing till the following Sunday, with the bye week and the extra time, the results weren't great the following week. Last year it was the 10 days, the results weren't great. Is there anything that you're doing to tweak the extra time that you're having in preparation for this game out in LA on Sunday?
No, we're going to attack this like we have most of these. You know, I mean, we're going to come in and make sure we get some really good mental work, but get them on the grass for a short period of time. You know, work our fundamentals, the individual work, you know, and just put together the best game plan we can here to get ready to go face these guys. This is a really good team, man. This is a complete team. They're playing really good football in all three phases over there. So, you know, we got to play better than we did last week. That's for sure. But we're looking forward to this.
Would you say it's the best team you guys have faced this season?
Well, I think you got to put them up there for sure. You know, we've seen some really good teams, but I think these guys are certainly, there's an argument for that to be made. They got guys in every area. They're loaded with talent. They play hard. They're well coached. They don't make mistakes. You know, and they've got really good players at all the critical positions. So it'll be awesome. I mean, it really will. I mean, this is the cream of the crop right now. So we'll find out where we're at.
Last week against Dallas, obviously you guys were able to get after Dak Prescott. And, I mean, it seems like we're always asking this question.
No
how
kidding.
Do you continue to pressure the quarterback? What's the secret to creating, you know, consistent pressure on the quarterback so it's not 5 1 week and nothing for 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, look, I go back to this. I know it's like, well, why don't you guys just do that every week? Man, every week is different, and every week the opponent's different, and the scheme is going to be a little bit different. And some of these that you can get away with one team, you do that to another team, you're going to give up 50 points. So, look, you can always tweak things. You know, I thought Casey and Shep and those guys made some pretty good adjustments here that don't work for everybody. Our guys responded. They played well. They played well off of each other. And we were. We were very disruptive. And in that, we were also able to stop the run. You know, sometimes it's hard to do some of the things we did the other day and still be able to stop the run. But we asked a lot of them. The backers cleaned up a lot of mess. And so we did both. And most of it in a light box. So that's not easy to do, but we were able to do it. We got to find a way to do that again, which will be a challenge. But, you know, for what that plan was versus those guys and to be able to do what we were able to do against Dak, that was good, man. It helped us win. And there again, we got three takeaways. Three takeaways is big time, man. That's what we're looking for. That's where everything should start, is getting the takeaways.
We're talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. No Brian Branch. I think people would feel a lot better if they knew Kirby Joseph was coming back. What's the last box that he's got to check to get back out on the field?
Well, I think it's, you know, he's got to string a couple of practices together here to where, you know, where he feels good. You know, it looks good. He feels good. He comes in the next day and there's no residual effects from the practice. That's it. I mean, really, we won't know until late in the week. We won't know where this is at. And then we got to, you know, get on the plane and fly West Coast. That's not going to, you know, make things great. But yet, that's part of it. You got to load up and hit high altitude when you got some stuff going on. So, but we'll see. I mean, the good news is he's to a point to where we can get him out there and hopefully string some practices together.
Kiera Awosika was a late scratch last week, and then we saw the combination of Tristan Colon and Miles Frazier. Miles Frazier, his first opportunity to get some NFL experience. What's the plan at left guard this weekend, and just your assessment of what you saw from Miles Frazier?
Well, I think the plan is that I'd like to play Frazier a little bit again, you know, but I like Colon, you know. There's things that can be cleaned up, but you know, Colon did some good things too. So, Frazier, look, that's good. That was his first start, you know, that was his first significant reps against any NFL player. I mean, he didn't play any preseason, no training camp. And he's gotten about, you know, call it six practices against Aleem McNeil and Reeder and those guys. And that helps, but that's not, NFL Sunday football, snap the whistle. You know, it's not the same thing, going to the ground, finishing plays, that whole thing. So And he went against some really good players, you know, Kenny Clark and Williams over there for Dallas. So those reps will be invaluable for him, and he's going to have to learn from them. And we believe he will. We believe he'll memory bank those and get a little bit better. So I would like to get him in this game, get him a couple more reps, you know, let him grow. But I see us using Cologne too.
Should we read into that Yody's not going to play this week then?
Well, I don't know. We'll see where he's at. I mean, he's going to try to go out and practice here a little bit, but, you know, until I see him out on the grass, I don't know what that's going to be. That's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dan, we get calls. People want to see more of David Montgomery. Soften up the defense, that physical style. At the same time, I don't know how you would take Jahmyr Gibbs off the field or limit his touches. So do you want more money or?
Well, you tell me, what do you want?
Yeah, I want more Gibbs.
We'll do what you want. Who do you want out there?
I want more Gibbs. That's explosive plays, Dan. I'm all about those. I just wonder if that's
okay,
something
you
juggle.
Me. Go ahead. Let me hear it. Give me the share load.
Yeah, I'm thinking 65% Gibbs, 35% Monty.
All right, so then who do we taking away the receptions for and the passes and the targets? Keep going.
I love
David Montgomery. I love Gibbs. They're both valuable players for us. I wish I could give them both a heavy, heavy load. I wish I could get all of our guys a million touches. The first thing we got to do, we got to convert. We have to convert on third downs or not even get there. First, second down. And reload the down so we get more plays, which enables our playmakers to get the ball in their hand because we're better when they're all involved. We're just a better offense. But that requires us converting. We converted early. And then really we stayed out of third down the other day. We only had eight of them. That's huge. And all those guys stepped up and played big.
Talking about a guy that stepped up and played big, and we heard you talk about it a little bit, but when you're looking at Amon-Ra St. Brown, how impactful, not just in terms of the stat sheet and what he provided, but how impactful was that for the team for him to even be able to go with the injury that he was playing with?
Yeah, it's really indescribable, and I think all of our fans know this, and I hope they do. For anybody that doesn't, what Saint is a rarity, man. He's special. We're fortunate that we have him. The city of Detroit is fortunate to have him. The Detroit Lions. This guy is unselfish. He is tough as nails. He is smart as a whip. He does anything and everything you ask him to. And if the guy can play, it's as simple as this. If I can go, then I'm going to be able to produce. Otherwise, I can't go. I just can't do it for my team. It would be hurting them. But if I can go, I'm going to go, and I don't care what it feels like. I'm going to be able to produce. I don't care if I'm 80%. I'm going to beat the guy across from me. That's his mindset. And I'm going to do it for the guy next to me because I owe it to him. That's how he thinks. And if he can't, he feels awful about it, which he shouldn't feel awful. But he's wired a different way, and he's unselfish. And we got a few of those guys on this team. We got more than just him. But that guy is, he's a heartbeat for us, man. He's unreal.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Dan, good luck this week. We'll talk next week with you.
Okay, have a good one.
It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.